Mace Sarantino here, back with another episode of the Free Thinkers Emergence Podcast. Today, I'm kind of piggybacking off the last episode. As you can see from the title, it's about overcoming the self again. Now, this is more on the focus of focus in having control over what you're putting your energy into, which is basically the key to life. Now, what I mean by this is if you want anything, you have to have focus on what you want, and the better it is, as in, like, the better whatever it is you're going after, the longer or more focus it's going to take to obtain. It's going to take more energy and persistency of that energy. This is the fundamentals to the law of attraction mixed with the law of cause and effect, where, like, what you put in is what you get back. And if you put a lot into something through a decent amount of time, you're gonna receive whatever it is that you want. And it's all about controlling your focus. And by controlling your focus, you're controlling your energy. And your energy is really what makes up your conscious mind. If you don't have control over what you're thinking about and what you are working towards on a day-to-day basis, you're not going to make any progress in whatever it is that you call your vision. If your vision is to create a world of free thinkers, obviously, you're going to be working on something like this podcast. Now, I always just like to give examples from my own life. Now, you could be doing anything. Whatever your vision is, like, this, figure it out and then start making goals towards the dreams. And then when you start accomplishing the dreams, you're going to be working that vision into reality. And once your vision becomes your reality, you really are becoming successful to your own standards. It all starts with taking control of your mind. And what I mean by this is making sure you have your focus dialed. What do you care about and what don't you care about? You have to decipher what you really want versus what is not important to you. And if you try to focus on too many things, you're not actually going to be able to make any progress. You got to simplify it down into just a few things. Really, if you can break it down to, like, one major thing that you want to do. Like, right now I'm working at the dealership and I'm a product specialist there. Eventually I want to go into sales. So what I've been focusing on is learning how to sell from this watching sales training on YouTube and building my product knowledge of BMWs. And once I have enough knowledge of Beamers and I am, like, I have proven myself, which I am proving myself as we speak, we will move into sales. And then all this, like, at that point, I don't really want to go any higher. I just want to, like, practice and sharpen my sales skills and get better at communicating with people. And once I really have, like, a good basis of, like, selling and I've stacked money and gotten, like, where I need to go, I'm gonna put in my my 2 weeks and I'm gonna move forward and I'm gonna keep making, like, my dreams come true. And the goal is to benefit Tully and the dealership as long as possible and having my focus there for quite a few years. And whatever it takes or however long it takes is however long I'm going to stay there. Like, if it takes 5 years, it takes 5 years. And that's, like, the idea is get it done and that's it. Like, there is no real timeline. It's like you just have to get it done. And the sooner the better, so you can keep moving forward. There's always going to be new goals. And once you make a goal, like, once you actually, like, achieve it, you move forward and you make a new goal. And it's just like focusing your mind and controlling your life. The direction of your life is controlled by what you're focused on. And you make goals, you focus on the goal, you get to there, and then you see the next goal, and then you go to that one. And the goal is to go straight to the next goal and not get sidetracked by the other little goals. So for me, it's like I could say, yeah, I want to get better at sales, or I want to, I should say, I can sell 30 cars a month. Now, that's just like, that alone will require me to do my bigger goal, which will be to get better at sales. And I just am then going to be focused on improving my ability to sell every day. Now, it all is just that focus of what am I actually trying to do? I'm trying to make myself the best communicator possible so I can use all these communication skills when I go into a therapeutic practice and start selling people on the idea that everything is created in their own head in the first place. And once I show them that they create their life in their head, then they'll believe they have the ability to change their life. The victim mentality and the idea of not having control over your own life all starts in your head. It's all that first hermetic principle, the law of mentalism. It is, the universe is in your head. It all starts with your mind. You are the universe. That's what we've established in these last couple of episodes. Like, you are literally everything, and everything is in you. And it's all about controlling yourself and controlling what you focus your attention on to become better. I bring it back to the shadow work and the self-sabotage, where like you always have to be realizing that if you're not helping yourself, you're hurting yourself. And if something seems like it's making you happy and good for you, you have to reflect, make sure it's actually benefiting you in the long term. And then if it is, like, keep putting energy into it. Like, love those things. And I will use the example of abandonment again. Like, if I was to leave certain things, like, if I, like, when I felt out of place at the dealership after a month, I was like, is this the right place for me? And I was like, well, let me just stick around a little bit longer and maybe it will feel better. And it's like every day I go by, I feel like things are getting better and better. And I just have to keep going through and not trying to get around it by going somewhere else. It's like there's only one way to make it to the top or to whatever you define as success, and that's by making it through whatever you set yourself to do. Like that goal of getting better at sales, well, that doesn't start until I really get to sales and I'm still a product specialist. Now, it doesn't mean I can't be practicing and talking to people and influencing people while I'm a product specialist. And yeah, like people love me and I have people talk to me and tell me how great I am at my job while I'm helping them. And it feels good, but it is like, to me, it's just like God telling me I'm doing the right thing and I'm going down the right path. It's like, I really see like God talking to me through everyone and even my own thoughts. I just always go back to like what would be like the voice of God versus like that like inner dialogue versus what is going to be the negative, like that shadow talking to me. And I always am looking for like the best decision possible, being at my highest consciousness, thinking how I can benefit myself and the whole to the highest ability. Now, there's like a selfish benefit and then there's like a selfless benefit, where the goal is to be as selfless as possible and also find a way to make yourself better through that entire process. It is really where like the focus comes into play. If you can see all these choices, control what you focus your attention on, as in you pick a choice and you stay on that choice. You don't just jump from choice to choice to choice without having an actual reason, and not just one, but like you need to like make it so each choice you make has like three main like supports. And I really always bring it back to like triangles, and like if you have like that like triagonal pyramid where it's like a triangle on each side, that's like going to be such a strong structure, and you can use that to push you forward, and you'll be supported from three different angles pushing you up. And it's just in every choice you should have support pushing you down the path of making your choice, and make sure that you're focused on whatever it is that you're doing. Like, if you want to do a podcast, like, don't just quit right away, because I'm still getting only hundreds of views a month. Now, when the podcast starts growing more and I'm getting thousands of views a month, I'm going to be making the same content, and it's only going to get better in the quality, but the quality of the content itself is going to be at the high the entire time. I'm always focused on how I can speak and teach and make the best content so people are learning and they're actually taking what I say to heart, so they can control their life, so they can think for themselves, so they can be in control. Like, I want you to be in the driver's seat. I don't want someone else to be able to tell you what to do. I want you to feel like your life is your decision. Like, what you do tomorrow is your decision. What you do the day after is your decision. It's everything should come down to choices, and the choice should be a choice. It shouldn't be forced. And it starts with responsibility, making the responsible choice to keep yourself alive. And then maybe you have kids, and then you have to keep them alive as well as yourself. If you die and you leave your kids, then maybe they can't even fend for themselves. Then what? It's like, this is the responsibility of what you chose, and it all boils down to choices, as always. Focus on a choice. Make sure you have good reason for each choice. Control what you focus your attention on and what is actually good for you by being mindful. And it really is all this about being mindful of your energy, what you're putting it into. It's choices and mindfulness of them. It's not too complicated, but it is overcoming the self. This is how you do it. You look at your life and you say, this is what I need to work on. You pick that thing and then you work on it until it seems like it's getting better. And then when it starts to get better, you keep working on it for a little bit longer, just a little bit. It's like that when you're in the gym and you just do like that one more. That's the thing that's actually making you better. It's not like, it's not when you see some results. It's when you see results and you do it just a little bit more, and then it actually like puts it set in stone. Cause it's one thing to land the trick, but it's two to make it true. This is like a skateboarding term. And it's like, you can do it once, but if you can do it twice and then even three times, then you're really like on the right path. It's one thing for it to just be luck. It's another thing when it's like a skill, when you actually can do the same thing and repeat it. And that's why systems are really important, processes. And that's why I try to give you guys systems and processes to making choices, so you can continuously make good choices, so you can see the outcome before you even make the choice using the Hermetic principles. And now you're predicting the future. It's like, this went back to so many episodes with like five sentences, and it's that simple. It's controlling your life using those principles, using good decision-making skills, using good values and ethics and morality. It's all about controlling your life, and it boils down to focus of your energy and what you're putting your energy into and how you're putting your energy into that. There's ways to positively put energy into stuff and ways to negatively put it in. And if you can find that sweet spot between good and bad, you're gonna always find yourself making mistakes. Now, the goal is to learn from those mistakes while you're also moving forward in the right direction. It's like the idea where it's going to be two steps back for five steps forward. You make two mistakes and you make five like good choices, and it's that easy. It's like things just keep moving forward. You just have to make sure that you don't try to go up one way and it brings you back five steps instead of the two steps back to five steps forward. It really is just like that. It's It's a balance where you have to look at your choices and see how they're benefiting you in the long term and not just in the short term. Like delayed gratification. If you're not worried about what you're going to get this second, you can actually see what's around the corner. And what's around the corner can be a whole lot better. As I started the episode off with, good things take time and persistent in that energy. And if you focus your energy properly, you're going to get the best of the best that God has to offer you. God's plan is always going to be better than whatever you can possibly think up. And that's why when you have a vision for something, you really do have to go after it, because that's like God putting an idea, or he's giving you the spark of creativity to create something for him, or for, like, I say him, but whatever the deity that, like, created all and the universe itself wants to keep growing and evolving and becoming better. Well, you are the universe. You want to keep evolving and growing and becoming better. We all do. If you're not becoming better, you're becoming worse. Nothing's stagnant. So just keep moving forward and find ways to grow in each of your facets of life. And you pick an area to focus on. You move around. Make sure you're dialing in on each area and don't stay in the same area too long, because you're going to get weak in other areas. It's like you're going to have a pyramid and you want to keep working on the three planes of life. I call it the physical, mental, and spiritual. It's like you break life down into like simple things like that, and you're going to start to really see where you stand in your spiritual journey. And if you know already, like you should, I've told you so many times, you're a spirit and far more than just a body. Like, your body's just a vessel to interact with the material world. So when you're communicating with other people, you're communicating the spirits. You're not communicating the bodies. And each spirit has its own energy, and you interact with different energies differently, and you choose who you focus your energy on. It's like taking control of your life and taking control of your mind. Like, the people you're around, what you focus your energy on, it's all this comes down to that, like, focus and, like, where you're focusing your energy in life, the planes of life. It's, there's so much here, and I'll keep talking about it for the rest of my life, as this is it, like, to overcome the self, to control your focus, where you're focusing your attention, and how long you're focusing it there. And once you have control over those two things, you basically are figuring out how to live the most prosperous and vital life you could possibly have. The happiest, the best, what God had planned for you, for real. There's not much more I can really say. It's the process, and people say trust the process. This process I'm talking about is the process of, like, learning how to, like, shine your inner light and let the good parts of you really shine while learning how to control the dark. It's like the last episode really went over darkness and how to, like, channel and look at the dark energy. Now, if you can look at your dark side and say, okay, here's how I can manage that, and here's how I can overcome that, and now I'm focused on what parts of my life I'm working on and where I want to head and where I have my attention in the future, in the present, and in the past, and you see that everything just merges into one moment, and you're always moving forward in so many ways. It's really simple, but it can be complex when you start to really dive into it. Life is so elegant in its beauty, and I hope that you all see that too. So that's about all I got. This is like, it's so fun to talk about this. I really do thank you all for listening, and I am so grateful to have the people I listen to. The people who listen to my podcast listen, and I just want to take a moment to say thank you, and that I hope you found a lot of benefit out of this, as these are the thoughts and the ideas that I believe will change the world. And if I had everyone's attention, like, everyone, like, every single person on the planet listening to me right now, the number one thing I could say is that life is a spiritual journey, and it doesn't end after your body dies. There's more after death, and you should never think that just dying will make everything go away, because you don't know what's after death. And for all you know, you come back. Maybe it's all gone, or maybe you have to learn from your mistakes. There's a lot you have to do in life, but one of them that's guaranteed is going to be learn from your mistakes. Because if you keep repeating the same mistake over and over again, you're going to find yourself miserable. And that's something I don't want anyone to have to go through, misery. Even though we all will go through it. So, yeah, that's about it. Thank you for listening. My name is Nate Sorrentino, and this was the Freethinkers Emergence Podcast. I can fly.